This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said Thursday that people could choose a different company's brand for that next shot. Certain people who received Pfizer vaccinations a month ago are already eligible for a booster. The advisor said certain Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients should qualify too. The Food and Drug Administration had already authorized such an expansion of the nation's booster campaign, but the CDC has the final word on who should roll up their sleeves. That ruling is expected soon. The United States on Thursday marked the successful distribution of 200 million COVID-19 vaccines to more than 100 countries. A move the White House says fulfills President Joe Biden's vow to become the world's arsenal of vaccines. The U.S. Agency for International Development said it also is working to help provide nations in need with related items and support, such as testing, treatment, and protective equipment. Last week, the White House announced it was donating 17 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, bringing the total donation to the 55-state body to 50 million doses. Globally, the coronavirus has killed just under 5 million people in under 2 years, according to the World Health Organization. Well, the House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional inquiry in the January 6th rioting at the U.S. Capitol. For more news, join us at voanews.com.